is we are getting residue effects of antibiotics every time we eat dairy and any poultry or meat that has been given the antibiotic injections. Our dairy cows many times are given this, our poultry, our beef. And Tufts University in 2001 gave some statistics. 25 million pounds of antibiotics were used annually on livestock that are not truly sick. Now compare that in the same year in 2001, 3 million, which is still a lot, 3 million pounds were used on sick humans. But 25 million. And when we're especially using cheeses, butters, milks in our dairy products, as we get this and from our meats, our body actually stores these residues in the fat cells of the body. It affects liver health, it affects the healthy flora, the good soldiers, and then is one of the major reasons for allowing the overgrowth of this candida terrorist to grow in the body. I had mentioned sugar as being sort of a ingredient for a breeding ground of candida. And in 1967, that's the year when high fructose corn syrup became available. And boy, do we see that on so many labels. It was estimated that U.S. consumption for sweeteners in 1985, we consumed, Americans consumed 128.8 pounds of sugar per person per year. That was in 85. In 1999, that figure reached 158.4 pounds of sugar per person per day. They're looking at 34 teaspoons per day. Now, when you look at diet issues with the antibiotics in our dairy and meat, we look at the sugar consumption, we are setting ourselves up for gut problems and the overgrowth of candida in our bodies, and especially in our children's bodies. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms, what the candida actually does to our bodies. We have inflammatory reactions, and those include allergies, and asthma, eczema, sinus problems. I want to talk to you at this point as we're looking at the kinds of symptoms, the kind of problems, and go to the picture that I created for you as I explained that these yeast branches actually pit little holes into the mucosal membrane of your intestinal tract. Then what happens is as your body is eating food, undigested proteins can get into the bloodstream. And your body looks at it and says, this isn't supposed to be here. So it begins the process of making an antibody to fight the actual food particles that are getting into your bloodstream. It is one of the key reasons for allergies, food allergies that we are seeing that's just becoming rampant in children. And as I work with clients, I find kids that go on this antibiotic cycle have, because of the earaches, with no help to the intestinal flora, they don't even know this is a silent terrorist that's going on in their system, pitting these holes. Then we see so many of these kids that begin to develop the food allergies. We see many that are dealing with the asthma conditions as not only the food particles and undigested proteins get into the body, but the actual toxins. These yeast make a toxin that then goes through those holes in the intestinal tract and travels throughout the body to the lungs. It likes mucosal membrane. It loves to settle in that. And if you move your tongue around your mouth, you will feel what mucosal membrane tissue feels like. It's going to travel to the lungs. It's going to travel to the vaginal tract. It's going to travel to the stomach. It's going to travel to the sinus cavity. And these toxins are going to cause major problems with the sinusitis issues. And also, as you have your body looking at all of this stuff that's coming through, leaking into the intestinal tract, your body's immune system then has to go on all alert 24/7, and for many people for years, and many times you have complete immune system breakdown. We also have in the early stages symptoms of just basic fatigue. Nutrients aren't able to be absorbed as well. We have general toxicity to the entire system. We also look and find